Welcome to the Voices for Voices TV show and podcast. I am your host, Justin Allen Hayes, founder and executive director of Voices for Voices. Voices for Voices is the number one ranked podcast where people turn to for expert mental health, recovery, and career advancement intelligence. Our Voices for Voices podcast is all about teaching you insanely actionable techniques to help you prosper, grow your self-worth, and your personal brand. So if you're a high achiever or know somebody who is, you want more out of life, whether mentally, physically, or spiritually, make sure you subscribe to our podcast right now or let your friends know. As you can see, the Voices for Voices podcast publishes episodes that focus on case studies, real life examples, actionable tips, and in the trenches reports, and interviews from subscribers like you. If that sounds like something that you or somebody you know could help grow personally or professionally, then again, please make sure you join me by subscribing. So before we get started with this episode, a quick programming note for those that are viewing this or listening to this particular episode, the Voices for Voices TV show and podcast first airs at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesdays. So that's when new episodes are dropped, and so if you want to maybe circle that on your calendar or make a notation, that would be when those drop. And we are televised here at the Hudson Community Television Station, and there is There's an app, and you can really find it. You know, find through their Hudson Community Television, their Facebook page, or if you go to find it through their URL, just on the web, you'll be able to find. And so that's when the television broadcast, you know, 4 p.m. Eastern Time every Wednesday, you can find that. And then 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all prior episodes, and then once that 4 p.m. Time frame from that that initial viewing on television happens, all episodes, all past, and then including that one on Wednesday. If it's a half-hour episode, you know, 4:30. If it's an hour episode, you know, around 5 o'clock, that new episode, you'll be able to find on YouTube, all the audio platforms, and we make announcements on our social media channels, platforms. So we do TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and then obviously, yeah, YouTube. We put a YouTube short together. We're starting to do that as well, to make that coverage expansive. So I just wanted to share that. We talk about a ton of topics, and I feel like I haven't mentioned that for a while, or maybe at all, like through one of our broadcasts. So 4 p.m. Eastern Time every Wednesday, Voices for Voices, new episode drops. So we're going to go into some of the milestones we hit in as an organization, Voices for Voices, in 2023. In case you may have missed our 2023 gala, some of this information we did share at that particular event, and then again another programming note: you can find all of our galas. So the one we had in last year, 2023, the one in 2022, and the one in 2021. All those are on our Voices for Voices YouTube page, so you can find that there. And our 2023 version is actually out in 4K, so it's pretty awesome to check out in high def, let alone 4K. So it's really a treat if you have some time, you wanna look through that and watch that. That's definitely worth it. So as you may or may not know, we are in our third season. So as we started, at season one, episode one, and now we're well over 100 episodes, with a majority of them coming from the television studio here in Hudson, Ohio, Hudson Community Television. We are grateful to have this opportunity, and grateful to be able to bring this to you, not only through the TV station and that broadcast, but again, everywhere, YouTube, all audio platforms here in Northeast Ohio, across the world. And we're really just really thrilled to be able to be in our third season. So we're going to be having our fourth anniversary gala coming up in October, and we're in our third season for the now the TV show and podcast. So pretty awesome to think of that. That's where we're at. Last year, so 2023, we earned our first grant, and so up until last year, really in 2023, our organization, we really didn't know a whole lot about grants. We knew it was money. We knew you could earn it, or some of it, for different reasons. Whether it's for the arts, or for mental health, or whatever that may be. But we never looked into it. First off, because having individuals and the time, as a volunteer organization, that was just very, very low on the priorities. You're trying to get the website up and running, trying to get the career website integrated with our VoicesForVoices.org page. We were working on getting episodes filmed like this to bring to you. We were working on our gala, who we were going to have a speaker who was going to play and sing the music. We just had a lot of different variables, a lot of things that were going. So as 2023 started to progress, and having the ability to, I believe we did a five series, so five different episodes with the Summit County Public Health Department, which we're going to be doing some follow-up, some year in review on future episodes. But through that relationship and by having that collaboration, I was made aware of a particular grant for organizations such as Voices for Voices, given the work and the advocacy that we do. And so we were made aware of it, took some time to research, and then filled out the documentation that we needed to fill out. We had an interview to discuss our organization and what we, in specific and detail, were going to use the dollars for, if we were to earn any bit of the actual grant. And so after through that whole process, we were notified that we earned a grant. So we earned our very first grant of any kind, and this is in the form of Check to be able to what we're calling Project Purple, and that's bringing this content to you, being able to get the guests to make sure that every episode is as premium as can be, to again have awareness of our organization in the community, and have it be around the, you know, the mental health, the opioid addiction epidemic that's still happening, and then the healing that is starting to also go on. And so having our organization be able to bring some of that content to the, you know, the general public was deemed beneficial from the Akron Community Foundation, which is where the grant was funded from. So we're, again, very, very grateful to have had that opportunity. So we're having our eyes open, seeing here in 2024 what options, what we can focus, you know, some of our time and attention on. And again, our organization, we run on donations, like many cars run on gas fuel, airplanes run on jet fuel. So if you're able to, every penny helps. The donation link is in the description. So if you can help out in any way, we appreciate it. If not, still please enjoy the content, the interviews that we're bringing to you. And at some point, maybe that will change. So our mission trip in 2023 was to Kyiv, Ukraine. So I was able to kind of covertly not share completely with my family exactly that I was going to Ukraine in the middle of, you know, the unprovoked Russian aggression. And so I was able to go there, meet a lot of people, experience air raid sirens, talk with a member of the Ukrainian parliament, and really just be immersed in a community and in a nation that is living life in a much different way. So regardless of the political spectrum, you know, should we fund Ukraine or shouldn't we? What I know and from what I saw in the mission trip is one of the reasons why I think it's important to do those from time to time is to be with the people and see and hear what's actually occurring on the ground, because sometimes different media articles and different shows, you know, they put their spin on things the way they want to. And so I was able to see things kind of, as I mentioned in the beginning, in the trenches. So we were in the trenches. That was our big mission trip for 2023. We have one planned for 2024. And, you know, more information, you'll hear about that and see that through our typical channels, our typical social media channels, press releases, etc. Not only were we able to go to Ukraine, but we were able to go to a neighboring country in Romania, where we were able to purchase groceries for close to 100 Ukrainian refugees that had left the country due to their towns being in a war scenario that's occurring. And so went to the grocery store, got the list, and we got as many items as we could with the amount of money that we had as an organization. So that was the original main trip was to head to Romania, but tacked on Ukraine after speaking with one of our guests that we had on last year, Dr. Roman Sheremeta, who's now the chairman of the board for Ukrainian American House. I was able to visit him in his brand new university titled American University Kyiv. That was real emotional and touching to have the opportunity to do that. Every May 25th has been dubbed Voices for Voices Day. So May 25th was when we received our 501c3 status. So we created last year in 2023, designated May 25th being Voices for Voices Day. We are planning a smaller event for May 25th. I believe it runs on a Saturday here in 2024. So we're excited to be able to share some of that information as well. So you'll be again seeing, hearing about all that coming. We kicked off our merchandise shop on our voicesforvoices.org site, our career center, our job board, resume building, all through the voicesforvoices.org. Head through the tabs of what we do, I believe, and then that takes you down, and you can go section by section. So the gala we held last October was it was awesome. Just the people involved. We had music from the Goods Band. We had a music therapist who actually is a music therapist at Altman Hospital, where my dad is receiving cancer treatment. She came in, hit his first chemotherapy treatment last year. She came in, travels to the different rooms and asks if the patient would like her to play acoustic music and sing. And she came in and she played three songs, and it was just amazing. I mean, it was so emotional at that time. Obviously, we're all crying, we're all sobbing. We just got this diagnosis about my dad. He's getting his treatment. He's picking the song, or the songs. It was just so emotional. And so I reached out to her, and so she sang the national anthem, played some music too. We had Dan Flowers, president CEO of the Akron Kent Regional Food Bank. That's our keynote speaker. He received an award. Judge Allison Bro, received an award too. Her husband came and accepted on her behalf. She had a couple competing events at that time, wasn't able to make it in person. And then we were able to just recently, in December, do a day trip to New York City and give an award to one of our previous guests that we've had. His name's Tyrus, and he is a television personality on Fox News. He is a former NWA heavyweight champion of the world. He's New York Times best-selling author, sells out comedy shows, and so I was able to, we had him, again, you can check out an earlier episode on our YouTube or on the audio version of our podcast. But I was able to go meet him in the green room, just have some conversation just as person to person. And then the most awesome thing happened afterwards is I was able to present the award to him in front of the studio audience, which there was about 120, 125 there. I was able to get a couple pictures, but we don't have a photographer. So I would have loved to have had some of the photos of being able to present to him with the audience there. But nonetheless, it was so neat for somebody of his stature to take the time to be responsive and to make it happen. So it was really a big thrill to be able to do that. And then two last things here I want to cover here on this episode is last year, 2023, was big for art therapy and art licensing. So art therapy, art licensing came about, and now individuals can go to school for art therapy and come out with a degree in art therapy and have that be a career that an organization can hire for specifically art therapy. Previously, from my understanding, a therapist, so I have a therapist, so let's say the therapist I have now, she could give some of the treatment through music prior to 2023. She could give some of the treatment through music, but the whole treatment couldn't be 100% music therapy or art therapy. And so 2023, in the state of Ohio, that's now possible where individuals can do that. So that's big for our board member, Heidi LaRue. We've had on a couple episodes, she was on the one of the episodes we had with Dr. Temple Grandin that you can check out. And so that all the more tied to having the music therapist from Altman Hospital that came to the cancer ward and was played music for my dad, and then who came and played at our gala. So that really tied together, and she spoke so graciously about that at the event. So we're just ecstatic that more therapy methods are becoming known and able to make it a career out of if somebody wants to do that, that they can have that be their career. They don't have to dovetail that piece into a treatment that's 75% another treatment of therapy. And then lastly, 3 billion people. I guess it was the end of 2022, I had this crazy idea that I wanted voices. One of the goals I wanted, or we wanted as an organization, was to help 3 billion people over the course of my lifetime and beyond. And so as a population, the world population, we just hit, I think, 8 billion. I read the other day. And so I just, threw out this goal. Like, I'm a dreamer, so I'm going to throw out this big goal. And then the craziest things happen. There was, Dr. Ray Garende has a show on the EWTN network. He just happened to be taping 4 episodes at Walsh University, where I teach. And I went to those tapings, had the Voice of Their Voices shirt on, and I was able to ask a question at 3 of the 4 while the show was running, while they were filming. And they being the EWTN, they didn't edit out my question, any of my questions, and you're able to see the Voices of Their Voices logo as I was asking a question. And so the significance of that and the 3 billion is this show is available and viewable around, I believe it's 400 or 500 million households across the entire world have access to be able to watch it. So obviously not every single household is watching it, but if you take that, let's say 400 million, and then the Nielsen rating system uses, I think, the household being like 2 people plus a percentage point or two, or a, yeah, or a not a full percentage point, but a part of a percentage. So if you take that, multiply that out, you kind of get somewhere in, you know, 800 million or so people that potentially could view that. And so the thought was, okay, if I did it, if I was on three different shows, three different times, take the, you know, the potential millions of people across the entire world, multiply that times three, you get not 3 billion, but you get pretty close. And so that's why, I mean, it's crazy, because when I made kind of the proclamation and publicly brought out that goal, I was even just a little unsure of it myself, like, because I was thinking over the course of the rest of my life of having that opportunity. And for that opportunity to happen at that time, did we reach the 3 billion? No. Were we close to it? Maybe. Did every single person in the household watch? No. But we're much closer to that 3 billion mark than when the year started in 2023. So we're just continuing to grow with awareness, with the work we're doing, the episodes, the guests that we're bringing to you, the new 2024 biweekly roundup, where we're, you know, going to be having more conversations with you about more current events. Given when we tape these specific episodes, we tape these in advance. So we're going to be able to do some more discussing about, you know, what's happening, what's going on, how I can really make the world a better place. And we're really looking forward to having you on that journey with us, continue on that journey. And again, be on the lookout for the fourth annual Brand New Day Gala, date and time that will be coming forthright in the next couple months. You don't want to miss it. We bring a lot of energy. The people to come, have a good time, have good food, have good entertainment, excellent speakers, the awards. Just can't. And I'm not just saying it because it's my organization, but if I look at other organizations who have been around a lot longer, we're doing a lot of great things, and a lot of great people are getting word of Voices for Voices. So if you can help us out, if you can subscribe, if you can donate, if you check out our career website, again, Voices for Voices, the organization, we're grateful to be able to, you know, come to your screen, whether it's a TV, iPad, computer, whether that's, you know, on the audio version, on the, you know, all those platforms. So again, thank you for letting us be a part of your life. And until next time, I'm Justin Allen Hayes, founder and executive director of Voices for Voices. And please be a voice for you or somebody in need.